present King Street Junior by Jim Eldridge, starring Carl Howman as Philip Sims and James Grout as Mr. Beeston, the head teacher.
Have they all handed them in yet?
Most of them, yes. Still one or two to come, I think. I haven't checked.
You did say by the end of school Monday.
Well, you know what they're like with reports. There's always one or two stragglers.
Yes. Oh. You carry on. I'll go through them.
King Street Junior. Oh, hello, Mr. Hendricks. No, no, she's not here. She doesn't work in the afternoons. Yes, yes, you've got it in one. Another casualty of economic rationalisation. Anyway, can I help you? Yes, well, I think she would be the best person to talk to you about that. Can it wait until the morning? Fine. And your extension again? 4729. Got it. Thank you. Goodbye.
County Hall.
Honestly, you'd think they'd know by now that Mrs. Stone's only here in the mornings.
Yes.
I mean, they're the people who are supposed to know everything.
Did they play?
Too big. Sack half that lot and put the money into schools, that's what I say.
Yeah. Right. All present and correct, except for Mrs. Patterson.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, to chase her up, you know.
I will, don't worry. Anyway, at least we're back to our full complement of teachers tomorrow. Even if it's just for the last few days.
Sims is definitely back tomorrow, then?
Yes, he phoned to say the doctor's giving him a full bill of health.
Both legs working?
Well, it's difficult to tell over the phone.
Yes. Still, good to have him back.
Yes, and how about you, Fred? How are you feeling?
Well, my legs are all right, I think.
Come on, don't dodge the question. You know what I mean.
Oh, yes, that.
There's only 4 days left, you know.
Counting them off, are you?
No, no, just inquiring. It's that idiot Hendricks again. King Street Junior. Oh, hello, Sarah. What? No, okay, don't panic. No, all right, you're not panicking. Have you phoned the hospital? Good. Well, don't worry, I'll get him off to you right away. Yes. Yeah, right. Right, bye-bye. And good luck.
What's up?
That was Long's wife. She thinks the latest addition to the family's on the way.
Oh, you'd better send him off.
Yes, I'm going to. Look, man the phone, will you, Fred?
Mm.
I'll look after his class till the bell goes.
Hello, Ranjit. Hello, Tony.
Are you really back here?
No, this is a waxwork dummy of me. I've trained to speak.
No, I mean, you might have come here for a visit.
I might have, but I haven't. I've decided you lot need knocking into shape before the holidays.
How's your leg, Mr. Sims?
Which one? They were both broken.
Did you have those metal pins in?
Look, let me go in and see Mr. Beeston first. Then, when we're all in class, I'll tell you all the gory details, okay?
Honestly, I cannot tell you. It was brilliant. The most fantastic experience of my life.
But you've had children before.
Yes, but I wasn't actually there. I didn't see them being born.
Oh, sorry.
In those days, they used to keep the fathers out.
Right, too. Getting in the way.
Oh, but it's great to be part of it all. I was singing along with her.
Singing?
He was drunk, wasn't he?
No, it's this natural childbirth. Singing helps with the breathing. You have to go through these different levels until, at the end, you sing silently.
I say, everyone, he's here. Mr. Beeston's bringing him along the corridor.
Oh, it's exciting.
It's not as exciting as watching a baby being born.
And here is a bunch of layabouts you probably won't remember.
Oh, well.
Have you back where you belong.
Yes. Oh, I don't believe it. You've embarrassed me now. Oh.
Embarrass you, Mr. Sims? Impossible.
And I hear I have to congratulate you, Mr. Long.
£9, 4 ounces.
Oh, no, not the proud father again. You carry on.
Ignore him. Yeah, when we saw how big he was, we thought of calling him Hercules.
You wouldn't do that to him, would you?
You wait. You might be surprised.
Anyway, how are your legs today, Mr. Sims?
Yeah, come on, get your trousers off. Show us the evidence.
Yes. Well, perhaps I'd better leave you at this point. If I can drag you away, Mrs. Patterson.
Oh, must you?
Just a quick word before assembly.
Oh, my goodness, assembly. I've quite forgotten in all the excitement. Do excuse me. Mr. Sims.
Of course.
Oh, I must say, it is good to have you back.
Well, it's good to be back. I think I told you. It's been a real bore these last few weeks. Just sitting around waiting for the doctors to give me the okay.
But seriously, your legs are okay?
Well, I get the odd twinge, but nothing to worry about.
Ah, that's good. Good.
Oh, I'll be popping back to the hospital now and again.
For check-up for me?
Well, for a bit of physio, but it's not just that.
No?
See, while I was in there just after the accident, there was this chirpy little lad used to come round to the ward. Cheered us up no end. A really nice kid. You might have seen him when you came visiting.
Yeah, I think I did once. Never stopped grinning. Is that him?
Yes, yes, that's Tommy.
Didn't you say he had leukemia?
Right, oh. Yes. Poor kid, he was in for chemotherapy. They were able to let him go home a while back, and he just came in as an outpatient. But he always used to pop in and see us.
Oh, that's nice.
Anyway, when I was in for a bit of physio last week, I bumped into his parents. And he's had to go back into hospital.
Oh.
It's not good, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's dreadful.
So I said I'd go in and see him. He's a great Manchester United fan. And I've got a few football magazines and bits and pieces that I think he'll enjoy looking at.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
Well, that's the very least I can do. Give his parents a bit of a break. I mean, his mother's with him the whole time as it is.
Oh, poor kid.
But knowing him, he'll be in there fighting.
Oh, well, there it goes. So, tote that barge, lift that bale, Mr. Sims. You're back at work.
So you can manage a traffic warden for us. Oh, that's wonderful. And you've got the address, date and time? Yes, that's it. Oh, thank you. Goodbye.
Right. That's one more assembly under the belt.
Well, not far from the finishing line now.
A temporary respite, Mrs. Stone, that's all it is. Then the preaching starts all over again. Anyway, what developments on Fred's do?
Well, I've managed to get a traffic wardenogram. I thought it would be appropriate for Mr. Holliday.
Oh, absolutely. Male or female?
Oh, I don't know yet, but it isn't going to matter anyway.
Oh?
Because in spite of requests from certain members of the staff, it will not be a strippogram.
But they keep their clothes on, you mean?
Yes.
Well, it's probably just as well. Fred's led a very sheltered life.
Yeah, and his wife will be there.
And his wife will be there.
Hello. What are you doing out here? Voluntary playground duty.
No, just letting my dinner settle. Getting a breath of fresh air.
Taking it all in, more likely.
Yes, well, I've been here a long time, you know.
They don't change much, do they?
Kids, you mean?
Yes.
Little savages, the lot of them.
And you love them.
No, I was just thinking about the number of kids I've taught. Must be thousands and thousands. But that's not counting the kids of kids.
It's frightening when you think of it.
Yes.
Do you want picking up on Friday night?
No, Meg and I have booked a taxi.
Well, you're splashing out a bit, aren't you?
Well, it was either that or get a nephew to drive. And apart from being the worst driver on the road, she's about the most boring man you could ever meet.
Hello, Mrs. Dixon. Hello, Tommy.
Hello, Mr. Sims.
Now, I'm sorry I didn't get here earlier, but there were a few things I had to do after school.
It's very kind of you to come.
What have you got there? Tommy, don't be rude.
It's all right, don't worry. Here you are.
Cool, Brian Robson's book.
Well, one of them anyway.
Brilliant.
Are you going to be here for a bit, Mr. Sims?
Philip, please, and yes, I am, so... Look, if you want to go and get yourself a cup of tea...
Oh, I'd be ever so grateful, and Tommy's dad should be here soon.
Don't fuss, Mum.
What?
They're always fussing, Mr. Sims. They never leave me alone.
I won't be long, Mr. Sims.
Well, you take as long as you want. We're not going anywhere, are we, Tommy?
I still won't be long.
She don't half worry, you know.
Well, of course she does. She's your mum. I'd be doing the same if you were my son.
You ain't got any children, have you?
No.
Why not? Didn't you want any?
Well, it's not always a question of whether you want any or not. Sometimes it's just, you know, how things turn out.
Yeah. Still, you got time, I suppose.
What do you mean, I suppose?
Well, you don't want to leave it too long, do you?
Now, listen here, Claire Rayner. I didn't come here to discuss whether or not I'm going to have children. We've got a much more crucial issue to discuss.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, we've got to talk about what chance Alex Ferguson and Man United have of doing the double next season.
All
I'm saying is, I hope you're not going to make too big a thing of it.
I heard you the first time, Fred.
Yes, but I don't want everyone putting themselves out just for me.
Well, they aren't, especially.
Oh.
But you have been here a fair while, you know, and you are the deputy head. This isn't just anyone retiring.
Yes, but you know me. I've never been one for a lot of fuss.
Look, would you rather we scrapped the whole thing and just went out for some fish and chips?
Certainly not. Well, not after all the hard work you say everyone's put into it.
Well, not everyone. There's only a few of us.
I thought you said everyone.
No, I didn't.
So, who's ducked out of it?
Oh, I wish we'd never started all this.
I bet Long did. Too busy with that new baby of his. And Sims hasn't been here. And there's no music involved, so Mrs. Rudd wouldn't be interested.
Listen, Fred, whether you want this evening or not, you're going to have it, and you're going to enjoy it. Right?
Ah.
Anyway, it's Wednesday now, and the do's on Friday. It's too late to cancel it.
I wasn't suggesting that. I was only saying I don't want to make too big a thing of it.
Okay. I'll scrub the band of the Coldstream Guards, Princess Diana, and the Ukrainian folk dancers. We'll just make it a low-key affair. Does that suit you?
Low-key will be fine.
Well, that's how it'll be, then. Happy now?
Of course.
Good.
You were joking about Princess Diana, weren't you?
Yes. Well, it does rather put us in a spot. Is there any possibility you could find a replacement for him? Oh, I'd be very grateful if you would. But I'll need to know quite soon. Yes, I'm here all morning until lunchtime. Oh, thank you. Goodbye. Please, please find me someone.
Mr. Sims, sir.
Good morning, Ranjit.
You know Miss Lewis is going to be the new deputy head next year?
Yes.
Why didn't you go for it? You'd have been good, and you'd have got a lot more money.
There's more to this life than more money, Ranjit.
No, there ain't. If you've got money, you can have anything you want.
Ah, that's not true. It can't buy you happiness.
I reckon it can, Mr. Sims.
Well, I'm not so sure, Angie.
When you look at people who are out of work, or got nowhere to live, or nothing to eat, that sort of thing, if they'd had some money, they'd be happy, wouldn't they?
Well, yes, I suppose so.
Well, there you are, then. Hey, Andrew, wait for me. See you, Mr. Sims.
Oh, do look where you're going, child.
Sorry, miss.
Really, some of these children so thoughtless.
Yes.
You look a trifle pensive, Mr. Sims. You are feeling all right, aren't you?
Oh, yes, 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 I'm fine. It's just my ego.
Your ego?
Yes. I think I've just been defeated in a philosophical argument by one of the allegedly less intelligent kids in my class.
Where have you been?
What sort of welcome's that?
I haven't seen you since I got in this morning.
Well, I've been very busy. Assembly, checking the stockroom, trying to keep Fred happy.
Why?
Well, after you'd gone yesterday, he came in here muttering about not making too big a thing of tomorrow evening.
Well, he doesn't know what's arranged, does he?
No, of course not. I just told him there'd be nothing spectacular.
Well, I can understand him in a way. He's quite a shy man.
What?
Well, he is, underneath it all.
That's absolute twaddle, Mrs. Stone. And I'll tell you what, Fred Holliday will be the first to complain if he doesn't get a proper send-off.
Yes, you're probably right.
Anyway, I told him it's all organised now, so he'd better be there.
Well, it'll be rather an anticlimax if he isn't.
But it is all arranged, isn't it? The cake, presentation, the singing traffic warden.
Ah, that's what I wanted to see you about.
Why?
We've got a problem. The agency phoned earlier this morning.
And?
No singing traffic warden.
Oh, but it was all fixed.
I know, but the man who was booked for us was doing a vicar yesterday and he twisted his ankle tap dancing.
Doing a vicar?
Well, apparently he plays vicars and traffic wardens. Anyway, he's out.
Well, that's not a problem. They must have someone else who can do it.
Well, they tried to get a replacement, but no luck. It's such short notice.
But there must be someone, surely.
It seems not. They've only got a stripper.
Well, then get her to do it.
Mr. Beeston.
Well, with her clothes on, I assume they don't automatically fall off when she walks into a room.
That's not the point. Anyway, they didn't think she'd be suitable. She can't sing.
Well, what does she do?
She strips.
Oh, is that all?
I imagine her audience doesn't expect anything else.
They do seem to be in a spot.
Well, I thought it might be worth phoning round the other agencies to see if they could help us out.
That's a good idea.
Though, again, it could be a problem at such short notice.
Oh, dear. I wonder if Princess Diana's doing anything tomorrow night.
Oh, boy. Just one more day to go and bingo.
Mr. Holliday's due, you mean?
No, the plane to Paradise, Saturday morning.
They forecast fog Saturday. You'll probably spend all day at the airport.
Oh, don't be such a wet blanket. Anyone for coffee? I'm having a cup before I go home.
Oh, no, not for me, thanks.
Oh, I know me. I promise I'll go to the hospital after school. I don't want to be late.
Oh, you'll probably bump into Mr. Long. I saw him dashing off to see the new baby.
Oh, right, yes.
How's Tommy getting on?
He seemed all right when I saw him on Tuesday.
Oh, so he's improving?
Well, no, not really, no.
Oh.
His mother told me that's how it is with him, you see. You know, he's up one day, down the next.
Oh, it must be awful for his parents. Just watching him, not able to do anything.
I know. Anyway, I'll be off now. Look, I'll see you all in the morning.
Bye-bye.
Oh, sorry, Mrs. Jones.
Careful, Mr. Sims. We don't want you having another accident.
No, thanks.
Well, I don't think you should have said that to him.
You don't need reminding.
I was merely expressing my concern, Mrs. Patterson.
Yes, all right.
Now, have you heard the dreadful story about the traffic warden?
No. It's a joke, is it?
On the contrary. In fact, from what I hear, it seems likely that we may well be without the services of the singing traffic warden tomorrow evening.
Excuse me, nurse.
Yes, Mr. Long.
Has the doctor said anything about when they can come home?
I think she mentioned tomorrow.
Are you sure?
I can check for you.
Oh, if you wouldn't mind.
Of course not. If you don't mind waiting, it might take a few minutes.
That's all right.
I'll be as quick as I can.
Thanks a lot. Tomorrow would be great. Hey. Philip!
What?
Over here.
Oh.
Hello. I've just been in to see the latest heir to the Long family debts.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I think we'll call him Mortgage. We're definitely going to need an extra one to support him. Oi, are you all right?
No, not really, no.
What's happened? Oh, it's not the kid you've been visiting.
Yes.
Bad, is it?
He died this afternoon.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Yes. I bought this stuff in for him, you know. Thought he'd like it.
What is it?
Well, a few things I dug out, old footballers' autographs, things like that. I just thought he might like them, you know.
Aye. Poor lad.
Yeah. Still, there's no point hanging around. I better be off.
You will be all right?
Yes.
You sure?
Of course, yes. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, then.
Yes. We'll see you.
Good morning, Mr. Beeston.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Rudd.
You'll be pleased to hear that we shall not be disappointed tonight.
Won't we?
No! Thanks to a volunteer from the church choir, I am providing a singing traffic warden for Mr. Holliday.
Oh, no, but I've already organised one.
When was this?
Yesterday afternoon, when I got home from school. I managed to find one outside our area who said she'd travel here tonight.
A she?
Well, female traffic wardens do exist, Mrs. Rudd.
Well, I think you might have let me know.
Oh, why should I? I didn't know you were going to be looking for one. I didn't even know you knew we had a shortage. I suppose I should have.
And what is that supposed to mean?
Oh, sorry I'm late.
That's all right.
Good morning, Miss Stone.
But it's good news.
Oh?
I've got us a singing traffic warden for tonight.
What?
Yes. I persuaded my cousin Ivor to do it. He's got a lovely voice.
Oh, I don't believe this.
Well, I thought you'd be pleased.
We already have two singing traffic wardens, Mrs. Stone.
What?
I booked one and there's some female that Mr. Beeson's dredged up.
What do you mean, dredged up?
Well, I told you I was going to look for one.
But it never occurred to me you'd find one.
Well, I would have phoned you if I hadn't.
Hello? Oh. Am I interrupting something?
Only a rerun of World War II.
And it's all your fault.
Well, anyway, I've got something that'll probably cheer you all up.
Oh, please, Mrs. Patterson, don't say it.
What?
You haven't by any chance got hold of a singing traffic warden, have you?
Well, there's nothing definite. It's only a half promise.
Cancel it, Mrs. Patterson. Whatever it is. Good heavens, the place will be overrun with them.
Did anyone join in?
Hello, Fred.
What's going on, then?
Nothing. Well, we're all feeling a bit sad, you know. Your last day and all that.
Oh, really? Oh, well, I'm touched. Yes, I'm very touched.
Did you want to see me about anything?
No, just happened to be passing, heard voices, wonder what was going on.
Ah.
Anyway, see you on Assembly.
Yes.
Do you think heard?
No, I don't think so.
But it was close.
Yes, a bit too close.
It was nice, though. He was touched.
Well, that goes for nearly everyone in this school. Though, come to think of it, raving mad is probably nearer the mark. That was very good. Now sit down, quickly as you can. And quietly. Well, this is it. The last day of another school year. And it's time to say goodbye. Of course, for most of us, it will only be goodbye for a few weeks, until the summer holidays are over. And then we'll be back for another year at King Street. But for others, this is a proper goodbye. It's goodbye and good luck to you children in the fourth year, because you will be going on to high school next year. And it's also goodbye to one very special member of the staff, Mr. Holliday, our deputy head. Now, Mr. Holliday and I first came to King Street Junior more years ago than I care to remember. Certainly long before any of you were born.
Frankly, Mrs. Holliday, I can't help wondering what he's going to do with himself all day.
Well, we have made a few plans, you know.
Yes, and I'll bet travel's in there somewhere.
Oh, naturally, we both enjoy it.
But I was thinking rather of how he would occupy himself at home.
He's not a great handyman, is he?
Nobody could accuse Fred of that. No, he's on one or two local committees, of course.
And there's the safe driving campaign.
Oh, that's right, he's very involved with that.
But they won't take up all his time, will they?
You're dead keen to keep him at it, aren't you?
No, but it would be a tragedy if someone with all Mr. Holliday's experience just put his feet up and whiled the hours away.
Well, he's quite good at that too, you know.
No, I reckon give him a good roadmap and he'll play with it for hours.
Oh, really, Mr.
I'm not kidding. I mean, it's true.
Mr. Holliday.
Oh, I don't know. But with one thing and another, I haven't had a chance to say how sorry I was to hear about Tommy.
Yes, poor kid. I still haven't quite got over it.
I'm not surprised.
I went to see his parents last night to offer my sympathies, you know.
Oh, they'd appreciate that.
I'm never sure. It's just one more reminder for them, isn't it?
Yes, but you're letting them know they're not alone. You understand how they're feeling.
That's not the same, though. Well, it can't be. They're his parents. They've lost their son.
Well, they still need to know people care. I mean, it helps them to carry on.
I suppose you're right.
Now, can I tempt you to another drop of this highly potent punch?
I thought you were on tomato juice.
I will be later.
Well, remember, you're catching a plane to Tenerife first thing.
With this concoction, you could practically fly yourself. What's Mrs. Perkis put in it? It smells like aviation spirit.
Oh, it's si, monsieur, mais c'est connoisseur. Listen, you're not drinking that stuff, are you?
Uh-huh. Not for much longer.
Oh, Mr. Sims, I just wanted to ask you.
Yes?
You did sign the card, didn't you?
Yes, there was just about enough room for my name, yes. After all the poems, essays that everyone else had written.
Amazing what a literate lot we can be when we try.
By the way, how did you sort out the problem with the four singing traffic lights?
Three. They made me cancel mine.
Oh, shame.
Oh, it's all right. He wasn't definite.
Well, we've persuaded them to do it as a trio.
A trio of traffic wardens. I like it.
All right, everybody.
As you are.
Thank you. Will someone switch off the record player, please?
Yes,
I'll... Thank you. Right, everybody, if I can have your attention. This evening, we're all gathered here to honour a man who I consider to be one of the great teachers of our time.
Absolutely.
However, that's enough about me. As you know, we are celebrating the retirement of Mr. Fred Holliday after 41 years in the profession. And to make the various presentations, I would like to call on two of our highly respected colleagues. Wait a minute, I didn't write that bit. So, Mr. Long and Mrs. Rudd, will you do the honours, please?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Beeson. Well, Fred, my part in this festive occasion is to present you with this large and expensive card, with the thoughts of all of us duly inscribed.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Long.
They chose me for this role, Fred, because I'm now seen yet again as a kind of father figure.
You don't let us forget it, do you?
Yes, all with me.
Yes, well, by obvious popular request, I'll now hand over to my co-presenter, Mrs. Rudd.
Thank you, Mr. Long, and thank you. Thank you, colleagues. I shall also keep my speech short and sweet.
Impossible.
As I shall ignore rude remarks from certain quarters. Mr. Holliday.
Mrs. Rump.
On behalf of all the staff, I would like you to accept this rather splendid clock as a reminder of all the happy hours that you have spent as teacher, colleague, and, if I may say, friend, here at King Street Junior.
That's magnificent. What do you think, Meg?
Quite a place on the mantelpiece.
Oh, absolutely. Must have cost a fortune.
Fred, you'll be down the valuers tomorrow.
Look, I don't know what to say. I really don't.
Come on, Fred, speak.
Yes, that's right. Come on, Fred. Come on.
All right, I'm not going to say much.
Make the change.
Now, I'm thinking about your early morning plane. But first, thank you for this and for the card, and I better say it now in case I can't later. No one could have wished for a better set of colleagues than you lot.
No, it doesn't.
If I can be serious for a moment.
Come on, Fred.
I was just thinking about my job, really, back over the last 40 years, how it's changed. I mean, when I started, a teacher was someone people used to look up to. Well, at least have some respect for, but it's not the same nowadays. Yeah. As I said, things change. They certainly have done in our profession, sometimes for the good, not always. Still, that's changed for you. I mean, we take a lot more stick now than we used to. Again, perhaps we deserve it sometimes, but we've had a lot to put up with these last few years, huh? I don't have to tell you, teaching's not an easy job. Never will be, kids being kids. I remember when I was a teenager, I always fancied being a teacher, and I became one. In fact, Meg and I were talking the other day, and I was saying, if I had my time all over again, I wouldn't change anything. I still choose her and teaching. Right, well, anyway, that is all I want to say. Huh? Well, thank you very much. Very good. Thank you very much.
Excuse me. Sorry to interrupt the party. Is there a Mr. Frederick Holliday in here?
That's me. I'm Mr. Holliday.
Are you the owner of a Ford Sierra, vehicle number F41HRO?
Yes, that's my car.
Just a minute, sir. Okay, I found him. This is the man we're looking for.
Hey, what's going on here?
I think you've been caught out at last, Mr. Holliday.
Traffic warden's in here. Is this some sort of a joke or what?
No, Fred, this is absolutely from the heart. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let him have it. For he's a jolly good fellow.
For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. And so say all of us. And so say all of us. And so say all of us. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good
You have been listening to King Street Junior by Jim Eldridge and starring Carl Howman as Philip Sims and James Grout as Mr. Beeston, the head teacher. Tom Watson featured as Mr. Holliday, the deputy head, Margaret John as Mrs. Stone, school secretary, Vivian Martin as Mrs. Rudd, Paul Copley as Mr. Long, Deirdre Costello as Mrs. Patterson and Marlene Sidaway as Miss Lewis. Meg Holliday was played by Eva Stewart, Mrs. Dixon and the Nurse by Kate Binchy, The Singing Traffic Warden by Jonathan Adams, Ranjit by John Pickard, Tommy by Rocky Samurai, and Tony by Nick McAllister. The producer was John Fawcett Wilson.